Listener Production.
Hey there, Courtney Thomas with your news briefing. A 39-year-old Hope Island man has passed away in hospital following a serious assault at the Sanctuary Cove boat show. Gold Coast Police claim he was punched in the face on Saturday by another man who fled the scene on foot. A young boy is recovering from surgery after being stabbed in the arm while at a school south of Brisbane. Mother Nicole says after taking him to a local doctor, it was revealed he had sustained a severed vein and needed emergency surgery. She blames staff shortages for the incident.
I don't really want to be sending my children to school knowing that it isn't safe out there anymore. It's sad to say that our schools are understaffed and they've got so many little people and not enough supervision in the playgrounds. And unfortunately, this is what's happening.
On Sunrise there. And rabies exposure numbers are on the rise as more Queenslanders travel overseas. 116 people have been exposed to the deadly virus already so far this year. Upsetting sport and praise doesn't come much higher than from the King, and we don't mean Charles. Queensland legend Wally Lewis watched Reuben Cotter play a man of the match performance, lifting the Maroons to victory in Origin 1 last night. And Wally says the workhorse forward punches well above his weight.
He's got a very slim build, not the biggest footballer, but he is one of the best competitors you'll see. But he's one of those guys that he never puts the cue in the rack. He just keeps trying.